Welcome to the Teaching of the Power of All with Pastors Michael and Tonya Bryant. In this teaching, they will explore four keys rooted in Scripture. 1. Divine origin and unity. 2. Dependence of God. 3. Purposeful existence. And 4. Immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, family. Good morning, RMI family. We are delighted to be on. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are excited about all that God is doing this day. And so we want to go ahead and pray. And so I'm going to start with our declarations and affirmations. You know, we use Job 22:28 kind of as our guiding light, as our scripture. We know that God's word will lead us and guide us in all truth. And so according to the Amplified Bible, Job 22:28 says, "You will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you. And the light of God's favor will shine upon your way." Now, Pastor Tonya, why do you always bring, remind us of that scripture? Well, we have to be in deliberate practice of God's word, right? We have to really kind of cement His word. How does that happen? Through constant deliberate practice, through repetition, right? And so you understanding that as you speak God's word, as you declare God's word, as you stand on His word, as you are constantly repeating, and not just in this ho-hum time to make the donuts repeating, but really repeating and getting it in your spirit, what you're doing is you're using your senses. You're using your eyes, because we're looking at it. Like for myself, I'm looking at it. I look at it, right? You hear it, right? What you're doing is you're programming your mind. You're programming you're programming your mind to hold on to that. So again, that word says you will decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you. And then the light, which is God's favor, will do what? Will shine upon your ways. So you understanding, God, that I am good, health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. I have the divine power, the ability, and the equipment within to go forth, to be, to do, and to have all the good, all the God that I desire.
Come on.
So what we're doing is we are programming the word, right? That's why when you look on TV, they will run, companies that invest in their marketing. What do? They run the same ad over and over and over. Certain songs, there will be a hook in the song so that you can't get it out of your mind, because what's happening is they're hooking you. They're hooking you so that when you go into the store, that thing that you saw on TV, that song, or what, they're advertising, whatever. You see it and you go into the store, and then what do? You buy it. See, there's a psychology. The world didn't come up with that. You will also decree and you will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways.
Yeah.
Right? Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men see. Why are your pastors very repetitive? Because what we're doing is we are programming the atmosphere in turn so that you can begin to understand who you are. So why, Pastor Tanya, are you, so when I get on Saturday night, you know, we're reading certain books, we're reading two books. We're decreeing and declaring certain things. We are programming. We're programming our spirit. We're programming our mind. Be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Is there something you want to say, or am I bothering you? Am I taking too long?
Come on, let's get on with it. Come on. You're transforming the people's mind. That's what they have to understand. Transformation. The Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding.
Yeah.
Until you get understanding, well, let me just say it like this, and then we'll show you in the word today, is the devil can only.
Good morning, Minister Michelle.
The devil can only come and try to hinder you in places where you lack understanding. If you understand a thing, then the devil can no longer hinder you in that area. So you have to give the enemy power. And I believe what Pastor Tanya is saying is, it's time for God's children to understand who you are. Okay, once you understand who you are, being ye transformed, just like you were saying, be ye transformed by the renewing, continual. Whenever you hear Jesus say, verily, verily, he was basically saying, look, again, I'm going to say it again, because obviously you didn't get it the first 100 times that I said it. Verily, verily, I say unto you. So come on, why don't you pray and do those affirmations, and let's go ahead and let's stomp on the devil's neck this morning. Amen.
Amen. So Father, we just thank you. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for just your word, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Father God, we thank you, Lord, even as we come this morning, mm-hmm. Father, this is a time of us renewing our mind.
Yes.
We're doing the working in our mind. Father God, we are pulling down things, behaviors and attitudes and disciplines that we have had that have not served us. Lord, we are doing the work, Lord God, to transform our lives. Lord God, because we come here on Sunday morning, Lord God, we are doing the work to transform our mind. Father God, we are walking and releasing the divine power and the ability and the equipment within so that we can go forward and do and to have all the good that we have, all the God that we desire. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that we are good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money, Lord God. Right here and right now, Lord God, we are decreeing and declaring that we're going to feed our mind only good thoughts.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you this morning that we do not have time, Lord God. We won't waste our mind's time on idle thoughts, oh God. We thank you, Lord, this morning that we have made a quality decision, Father, that we can decide what we want. And because we can decide what we want, we understand that we can have what we want that's in alignment with your will and your way and your word. Father, we're defining and declaring that God in us is our answer right now. Father, we are defining and declaring that God in us is our all. It is our completeness. We are defining, I'm going to say that one again. We are defining and declaring God in me is my all, is my completeness. Father, we are defining and declaring God in us is our what? Our health, and our happiness. Father, we are defining and declaring that God in me is love.
Come on.
The love of God in my heart brings me together, connects me together with all the right people for every right purpose under God.
Yeah.
Father, we are defining and declaring God in us is our success and prosperity. Father, we decree and declare this morning that our life is running over with success and prosperity in the abundance. Lord God, to do all that we desire. God, we thank you. Lord, we see ourselves this morning as you see us, Lord God.
Yeah,
we see ourselves as a divine expression of the God presence within us. God in us is our everything. And Lord, we thank you, God, this morning that we don't have to worry about anything. Father, we program our life for all the good that we desire. God in us is our health. And Father, we reject all appearances of disease. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we walk, that we program our mind for all the good that God is. Thank you, God in us. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
So we want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophet Michael and Tanya Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God does man live. So we just say, look, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever you need to drink in the morning. Grab something to write the word and the scriptures down. Because today, as we are going more deeper into the power of all in this area of understanding, we're going to understand some things. And it's funny, I was just sitting up here and I was trying to get ready for sharing this morning. And sometimes we have to understand that the enemy does not stop his attack just because we think we have God on our side. See, the devil's looking, or the enemy is looking for areas in our life that we don't have understanding. And I believe that in this area of understanding that the Lord had us tapping into starting last week, we need to begin to build up our arsenal so we have a complete, solid defense against the attacks of the enemy. Now the devil's going to do his job, okay? But are we doing what we're supposed to do to keep ourselves in fighting order or fighting shape, you know, because I love boxing. So, but to get into fighting shape, or even as now, you know, in later years of life, you know, you're trying to get back in shape, you know, you might not ever get that 18-year-old or 20-year-old body that you once had, but there's a level of shape that you can get into once you begin to walk in the understanding. See, and this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to get the understanding so we can always have a constant barrier or protection between us and our enemy. Amen.
Amen.
So listen, grab your Bibles and let's go here. First of all, since you opened up Romans chapter 12, let's take a look at that real quick. This is one of the scriptures that we were talking about last week. Romans chapter 12, and looking at verse 2, okay? And it says, be not conformed to this world, okay? But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, there's a couple of words in here. That word conformed, okay, means to be, in the Greek, it's a Greek word, the suklimatizdo of God, which says to conform oneself, one's mind or character to another pattern or fashion oneself according to someone else.
Ooh, can I tell you, can I add
something?
Come on. So when I pulled it up in my chat, GPT, it says the phrase do not conform is a call to resist being shaped or molded by external influences.
Oh, come on.
It implies an active choice to reject certain behaviors, values, and practices.
Now, it says external influence.
Yes,
right?
I wanted you to, yeah, what do you think that means?
See, anything that comes from the outside is not of God. But let me say it like this.
Yeah, you need to clarify that one.
You have to be careful what you bring in from the outside.
There you go.
If it doesn't align with God's purpose, word, and will for your life, it's something that we need to protect ourselves from.
And it can deter us.
That's right.
So not all external influences are bad,
right.
But you've got to be able to discern what's going to deter you from what God has called you to do.
That's right. That's right. It's just like, you know, let's just say, well, no, I know, I know, I'm gonna leave it. No, I'm gonna say it. It's just like saying, okay, God never had a problem about drinking wine.
Mm-hmm.
His word always said, don't be drunken.
Yeah.
When you allow the external influence to be more prominent in your life and in your spirit, and it begins to change your thinking, your way that you see things.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Jesus drank wine.
Right.
Okay. But he said, don't be drunken.
Right.
Okay. So we have to
clarify this.
So we have to understand. Okay. And look, you ain't going to hell just because you drink a cup of wine.
However, if
you cannot, listen, control yourself to cut off when you know, now I'm not drinking for social or a meal or something else. Now I'm trying to lose myself or lose my understanding because I can't deal with certain forces outside. Now that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to use the external wine to get us out of our reality.
Yeah.
God, see, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Is God wants you to always be in constant, comprehensible understanding that you can always be able to discern. Okay.
So it really goes back to you being able to control yourself.
That's right. This is why I said, look, don't be conformed.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you getting ready to say? Because you were getting ready to say something.
So it's really about mind over matter.
Oh, see.
And so that's where we get into. That's why that, you know, your emotions are bad. Absolutely not. God gave you your emotions.
That's right.
However,
come on.
You want to make sure that you control your emotions. You need to cry. You need to laugh, right? All of those emotional expressions that we have, they're a part of our being. But it's not about you allowing them to control you to get you out of yourself.
Mm-hmm. So let's go into, because we have to understand that when we receive salvation, God is no longer an external factor, but he is in. Because the Bible says the kingdom of God is in you.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. See, so, and that was God getting us back to what he did in Genesis chapter 1.
Yeah.
Okay. So do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Be ye transformed. Now, this word transformed, and I just want to go here real quick as we get to where we're going here. It means to be changed into another form.
Mm-hmm.
See, salvation is a act of transformation.
Yeah.
When you are releasing the power of the enemy having authority in your life to the power back to the Father. saying, Father, now I am, look, I am turning, I'm changing my mind so you can help me change my life. Okay.
Yeah. Can I add?
Go ahead.
So chat says that what you were talking about indicates a profound and thorough change. The Greek word for transform is, it says metamorpho.
No, metamorpho.
Or pho. Okay, I didn't say it right. For which we get metamorphosis.
That's right.
Implying a complete change, listen to this, in form and nature.
So that means that we're changing our mind from sinful nature to godly nature.
Yeah. Okay. And because when we think about nature, it's like a way of being.
It's your being. Yeah. So you don't have to add any additives. So you don't have to add anything or take anything away. See, because when you receive salvation, now you're getting back in your original state. Okay, of creation. Let us create Adam, mankind, in our image. Listen, in our image and after our likeness. So he's going to look and act like us.
So then even us coming here every Sunday, I know you're on during the week, that's all a part of that process of getting us back, helping us to remember our true nature. Right?
Because it should be the ministries that you attend should just be reminding you of who you are so that way you can go out there and live it. See, that's the thing. The building is not supposed to change. The building is to help you remember who you are. Okay. The Bible says, do not forsake the fellowship of one another. See, it's not the brick and mortar that does the change. It's you receiving the word. And now, when I say receive the word, okay, according to John chapter 1, verse 12, he says, for those that receive the word, he gave them the power, his dunamis, his ability to become the sons of God. The ministries that we go to should be reminding us that we're sons of God and we're not a servant slave to anything else. And we are children of the Most High. So listen, I am not, trust me, I am by no means bad mouthing churches and buildings and things like that. But we have a lot of people who've been hurt by ministries and churches because they got in the way of God's transformative process of you being God in someone else's life. That's not my job. My job is to tell you what God said about a situation so you can make a quality decision what things in your life, the Holy Spirit, the Word, and the Father need for you to change.
I love that you guys are preaching in the comments. And so Michelle is saying, amen, transformation happens to help our spiritual process of becoming restored to our state of creation. I love that.
See?
And then
Brother Doug.
Yes, I love that, to remind you who you are while you live in God's word with God's hand showing you the way. Come on,
preachers.
Yeah.
So this is what it's about. This is about having a transformation experience with God. See,
so
transformative experience with God that we begin to realize. See, when I can remember. See, you just weren't born in the year that you just came out of your mother's womb, okay? Yeah. You were created at the beginning. God needed you to be in the earth for a purpose and a transformative process for the earth to receive your gifts and talents like me. In a few weeks, Pastor, I know I don't look it, but Pastor Prophet getting ready to turn 56, okay? But that 56 is at the end of the number of creation. So if we want to use science says that the world is 4,600,000,000 years old. But if we do it correctly, it would be I am, okay? Because if I was created in Genesis chapter 1, I'm not really going to be 56. I'm going to be 4,600,000,056 years. Why? Because if I was there at creation, okay? My existence didn't begin on September 2nd, 1968. My existence began when God said, let us create, okay? So.
Well, can I say something?
Of course.
So then you were talking about, I don't know what you're talking about, but I had a thought of, so every time we come together, every time you commune with God, it's like your real self is manifesting.
That's right.
Right? Because, and so that's why if you, because we should be, I mean, God is with us 24 hours, 7 days a week.
That's right.
But how much time do we, and that's really wild, but how much intentional time do we spend with God?
Well, come on now.
And every time we spend that time with God, it's like we are walking in our true self. And so that's why there is this plot to keep us so busy that we don't have time to pray. We don't have time to commune with God because that is our power source.
Come on now. And this is why, and like I said, when you get the understanding of God, okay, this is why we're going, God is taking us down this road of understanding. Yeah, we've been teaching about the power of all, but you have to understand, you must get understanding for God to release power. God is not going to give you a loaded gun because you might hurt yourself and others, okay? So when we go here, and I'm just...
I love this.
Yeah, Pastor Doug. Well, I'm calling you Pastor Doug because, you know, you be preaching, Pastor Doug. Come on now.
I love it. Thank you for pastors for worrying about giving us God's word rather than a bunch of rules to keep a particular service on task. Wow.
See, and that's what we have to understand, that God did not create the word of God, did not say, start writing down the word of God to give us a bunch of rules because we're not servant slaves.
Yeah.
See, you are sons of God, and we'll go there, and I'll show you. And ladies, understand when I say sons, it has nothing to do with gender. When you were created in God's image and after his likeness, the first thing that he gave us was his dominion, okay? Slaves can't have dominion because they can't own land. Oh, come on now. Hey. So the four keys are the power of all, okay? Divine origin and unity. Number one. The power of all, okay, this area of unity in God, being in alignment with God and his word and his purpose for your life, it activates your divine origin and unity with God. Yeah. God said, let us create man in our image and after our likeness. So you were in Christ before the world began. And I'm going to go there. I'm going to remind myself to go there. That's 2 Timothy chapter 1. When you understand that you were in God, you were in Christ before the world began.
You might as well go there. Yeah,
because I got people. And I want to thank you for joining in. Listen, understand this. God did not give us his word to keep us under a thumbnail, just trying to keep us in line. No, he gave us the word to give us power so we can go and do what he told us and created us to do. Okay. Understand this. Let's go ahead and just get this out the way. God does not want his children to be broke, weak, sick, anything that does not look like the dominion and authority that he created us in, okay? This is why when you go to 2 Timothy, come on now, let's go here. Come on, somebody.
I'm typing it in what verse?
We're going to start at probably verse 8.
Wait, 2 Timothy, what chapter?
Chapter 1, okay?
And verse?
We'll start at verse 8, okay? 2 Timothy chapter 1. Now remember, I made a statement. I said, you were in God, okay, before. You were in Christ. Before the world began. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let me just get this up here. And we're going to start. You know what? Man, we got to. Woo. Let's go to verse 7 first, okay? We'll start at verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, starting at verse 7. Now, understand, this is Paul giving Timothy a pep talk before he's supposed to go and preach, okay? All right? For God hath not given us, He has not given. See, anything that comes from God is given. In other words, we're not supposed to return it until it looks like what God gave it to us, okay? For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but, okay, he's given us the spirit of power, which is his dunamis, his ability, love. Love casts out all fear. Love covers a multitude of sin. And a sound mind. Now notice, he said sound mind is number three on the list. So first of all, he gave us his power, his ability. So when I say this, you are God's first. You are a spirit being first. You're not human first. Your humanity is last. Okay. You are a spirit because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You possess a soul, okay? But they're both housed in the shell of this body, which helps us to exist and walk around this three-dimensional earth called earth, okay? So he says, God didn't give us fear, but he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to, here's his word again, power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, here we go, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So now remember, I made a statement. You were in Christ before the world began. How could you be made in God's image and after his likeness unless you were given the same components that he is made of? Come on now. Let's use our and we're going to get into this area of understanding, because understanding is spiritual. See, your human mind cannot comprehend the power and the dominion and the grace and the love that God created you with, okay? This is why we always want to get back to our being human. No. I'm not going to make an excuse because of my humanity. No, I'm going to be my spiritual person first so I can walk in the spirit and not in the carnal flesh, because the carnal mind is enmity or is an enemy of God. Okay, so our divine origin. Okay, what you got to say right there? What's it say up there? What's it say in verse 10?
For he delivered us and saved us.
Yeah. Verse 9.
For he delivered us and saved us and called us. I'm reading from the Amplified, with a holy calling, a calling that leads to a consecrated life, a life set apart, a life of purpose.
What?
That's all in brackets.
Wait. Read that again.
So, for he delivered us and saved us and called us with a holy calling, a calling that leads to a consecrated life, a life set apart, a life of purpose.
So, he didn't say that your consecrated life was behind a pulpit.
Wow.
Your consecrated life is when you're walking in the purpose and calling that God created you in. I was talking to some friends of mine last night while they were playing. Because I do sound. One of my jobs that I do that God has gifted me to do, one of my gifts and talents is I do live sound. Okay, so one of my areas of my gifting is I am an engineer for live bands and live sounds and concerts and stuff like that. So one of the areas where I get called out to is Sandia Casino. I know what you're saying. Pastor, you was working at a casino? Yeah.
And?
If you work at McDonald's, if you work at Walmart, if you work at the bank, is that anything less holy? No. I'm not. The place don't make me unholy. Oh, see? Me doing what God purposed me to do is what makes me holy.
That's really good.
Come on now. So it says living. Wait. Say it again.
So just the first part. For he delivered us and saved us and called us with a holy calling, a calling that leads to a consecrated life, a life set apart, a life of purpose.
I'm sitting down last night.
Yeah, that's awesome.
On the break between them playing and me and some of these older gentlemen and his daughter and some other people, we were talking about the Word of God. come on now. I'm in a casino and we having a discussion. Yeah. We having a Bible study and discussion talking about the Word of God in the casino. And when we get the understanding, Jesus never preached in the temple.
Wow.
When he got up and he read from the scroll, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Here's his holy calling, for he has anointed me. Come on, somebody, to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. See, that was his calling. See, the religious traditional Jews could not understand that he didn't have to be in service inside the building, because his purpose was to go out into all the world and tell everybody that you are sons of God. Come on, can I get an amen, somebody?
Amen. And so even as we're talking about this consecrated life, so I put in my ChatGPT that scripture to give a biblical and analysis of that Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. And in the section heading, it says, called us to a holy life, because that's what I was reading. And it says, salvation is not just about being saved from something, sin and death.
Come on.
But also being saved for something.
Say that again.
Okay. So salvation is not just about being saved from something, sin and death, but also being saved for something, a life of holiness.
This
holy life means living in a way that is set apart for God's purposes.
Come on.
Marked by righteousness, purity, and dedication to God's will.
Good morning, Nancy. See, and this is why Jesus, now listen, Jesus made a statement and he said it like this. He says, because of your tradition.
Yes.
Because of what you try to say is holy, because you try to say, when you do this, or when you eat this, or when you act like this, that's what makes you holy. And Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and said, because of your tradition, you're making me, the Word of God, ineffective in people's lives. Yeah. Why? Because God did not give us the Ten Commandments as a slave mentality to keep us under bondage. He was trying to give us a way of life.
Yeah.
And Jesus said it like this. They asked him, What are the most important commandments in the Bible? Because God created 10 and we added 613 more. Okay.
That's a whole nother teaching, right?
He said, love God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength, and love your neighbor like yourself. Wow. These are the most important commandments.
Wow.
Now, Jesus was the Word walking in flesh. Why? Because the Bible says, and he was the Word, and he dwelt among us, okay? So we understand this. This is the Word.
Wow.
I know my Father gave us 10, but if you do these two, these number two, 1 and 2, you're going to do the other 8.
Wow.
He didn't even mention the other 613. Come on now.
Wow. So let me finish reading.
Got to the first part of the Amplified. Come on.
So, for he delivered us and saved us. We're in verse 9 of chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, Amplified Bible. For he delivered us and saved us and called us with a holy calling.
Come on.
Excuse me, a calling that leads to a consecrated life, a life set apart, a life of purpose.
Okay.
All right. Not because of our works.
What?
Not because of our works.
Not because of what you do.
Or because of any personal merit. We could do nothing to earn this. But because of his own purpose and grace, which is his amazing undeserved favor.
Come on now.
Which was granted to us in Christ Jesus before the world began eternal ages ago.
So here's what you got to understand. So now this is why understanding is so important. See, this is just the first one. Your divine origin and unity.
Yeah.
When you understand that in Genesis chapter 1, he says, let's get into agreement.
Yeah.
Let's make Adam. Okay. That's where, because man is not the word man in Hebrew. It's Adam. Okay. That's where we get the name Adam from, or Adam. We call him Adam, but it was Adam. Let us create Adam in our image and after our likeness.
Yeah.
And let them have what? The first thing God gave us was dominion.
Yeah, that's good.
And let them have dominion over the fish, over the fire, over the cattle, over all the living stuff, and over everything that I created, because he created the earth for us to enjoy.
Yeah.
See, we're trying to go out. We're chasing money. And God said, I created the earth to pay you and for you to live off of. You ain't got to go chase money. Chase money. Chase me and you'll run into it.
Money will come to you.
Right.
Money is not our servant.
No. Money is supposed to serve you.
That's right.
You're not supposed to serve money.
That's right.
This is where the Bible says the love of money.
Yes.
That phrase, the love of money, what it really means in the contextual comprehension of what it's really saying is, anything that comes in between you and God, when money comes in between your relationship with God, it's an idol. So the love of money, in other words, I know I can do this because of money, instead of trusting that your creator, your father, would take care of you. And that leads us to number two, dependence on God.
Come on now.
See,
talking about the power of all
in the area of understanding. See, this is where God wants us to get right now.
Yeah.
God, listen, I'm tired and God is tired of us going to church. We go in one way and we come out the same way.
Yeah.
Without understanding, there's no transformation.
And that's so powerful. So that goes back to that whole. So every time we touch, have contact with God, we are being transformed.
We should be.
Every time.
Every time. God cannot show up and you stay the same.
Ah, come on now.
When God, the Bible says, we're two or more. Check this out. Where two or more gather together in my name, there I am in the middle of them. Yeah. Wow. So that means if we're just sitting here and we're just thinking about God.
Come on now.
If I just say, oh, God, I love you. What you did yesterday was awful. Father, how you woke me up. I'm still breathing.
Yeah.
Father, I've got my limbs, I got my hands, and I'm able to walk, I'm able to do. Father, I've got another chance to love you and pray. God, the Bible says, praise the Lord while you still have time.
Yes, hallelujah.
Somebody didn't wake up this morning.
Yes.
Somebody lost a loved one, a friend, a partner this morning.
Yeah.
But you have the ability to open up your mouth again and give him praise and give him worship and say, Father, I am understanding that without you, I can do nothing. Without you, I am nothing.
Yes.
Because I was created out of the same stuff that you made yourself out
Hallelujah.
Of. Father, I am just like you. Someone type. I receive it. It is so. Come on now.
Yes.
This leads us to the dependence on God. Proverbs chapter 3. See, we have to understand that when we do what the word says, okay, and we're going to find this out, that I don't depend on my own power. God didn't have to give me power and authority if I needed to depend on my own power. He says, I love you so much, I don't even want you getting tired. Use my power and authority. See? Woo! I wish I had somebody here that would just jump and give God a hallelujah. When you understand, God loves us so much that he says, look, I don't even want you expending any energy. Use my power. Here's my power. Here's my authority to speak anything and make anything happen where you are. All you got to do is tap into me.
So even in, we look at verse 5 in chapter, go ahead.
Proverbs chapter 3. Now I want you to get this. And I got write it down. I'm going to put it in the little chat here one more time. Proverbs chapter 3. And we're going to start at verse 3. No, I'm sorry, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, okay? The first three, first four words, trust in the Lord. Yeah. Come on now. Trust and Lord are both capitalized. Trust in the Lord. So this is Solomon, the wisest man that walked on the earth beside Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Now, here's what you got to understand. The heart that he's talking about is not that four valve piece of muscle that's inside your chest.
What does it mean?
The word heart is a combination. It's a connection of your spirit and your soul, and not just your human mind. We're talking about your subconscious. But let's look at this word first. First of all, let's look at the word trust. The word trust in the Hebrew is the baktak of God.
Wow.
It means to have confidence, to be bold and secure, to make secure, to feel safe.
Ah.
Feel safe in the Lord. Now, this word Lord right here, I believe is Jehovah. Yes, it's Jehovah, which means the existing one. Woo, my God, the proper name of the one true God, okay?
Yes.
So, be confident in Jehovah with all your heart. This word heart in the Hebrew is the lav of God, which means the inner man, the will, the heart, the understanding.
The inner man.
Inner. Wow. Not outer, not the flesh, the inner man.
Yes.
This is just the shell, okay?
Yes.
Your true nature is your spirit and soul that's connected together inside the inner man, okay?
This is good.
Okay? So it's your thinking, it's your reflection, it's your memory, it's your inclination, your determination. Mm-hmm. Woo! Your moral character. Woo, my God. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own. Now, this understanding is human understanding.
Yeah.
In all your ways. How many ways?
All.
In all your ways, acknowledge him. Here's where we get out of our purpose and our power, because we think, oh, that's just too small for God to even worry about. You know, God says, listen, if you'll trust me and acknowledge me in everything, even in what you're going to wear. Because don't go out there looking silly and stupid just because you didn't acknowledge me. Oh, no, I'm just playing. When you understand, acknowledge. Why are you shaking your head? And now ask God, what should you wear today?
Amen. Can I, before you go on to acknowledge?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So my bot, when I was looking in ChatGPT, where it says, lean not on your own understanding.
Okay.
And it says, what this is meaning, it warns against relying solely on human reasoning and perspectives.
Whoa, human.
Human reasoning and perspectives. Human understanding is limited and can be flawed, whereas God's wisdom is infinite and perfect.
Which means it doesn't change. You,
wow.
you can put his wisdom and understanding in any and every situation.
Yeah.
And he will always win and come out on top.
So that's why it's so key that you have your own personal relationship, that you rightly divide the word,
come
that you study God's word,
that's
so
it.
That you can be able to apply it to your life, because mm-hmm. God is going to speak forth. It's not a one-off. How God speaks, we all have different lives.
That's right.
And so God will give us understanding as it pertains to how we need to operate and flow in our own life.
That's right. See, your purpose. See, the very thing that he created you to do. See, so in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your
path.
Okay.
In other words,
since he created us.
Yeah.
He knows the purpose and the path that he created for us.
Right.
We need to go to him to know the proper direction so we don't waste any time.
And we have to understand that my path and your path is absolutely different.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where religion
uh-huh.
has caused people to get all jacked up, because they're saying, okay, you need to do this according to,
it's not a one thing fits all.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
Because
Yes.
We can take the same scripture.
Yeah.
But because of my life experiences, I'll get a different understanding based on where I'm
based
going.
Based on your path.
Right. But it doesn't change.
Right.
I'm not changing anything that it says.
Yeah.
Based on my path.
Right.
My understanding is when I had to go work last night, if I would not have been there, that conversation would not have happened to release the power of God inside a casino. Come on now. See, that's why Jesus didn't preach in the temple. He says, I didn't come for those. Look, you don't need a doctor if people are already healed. He said, no, you need a doctor for the sick. Jesus came to heal or restore us back to life.
And then there's a scripture that talks about that we all have different levels of faith.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Right? And so sometimes you might get a revelation based on where you're at in your level of faith that someone else may not understand.
That's right.
You're trying to take that revelation that God has given you. So for example, just like you do work for sound at a casino, maybe somebody that has a gambling problem,
right?
That is not their path.
You
to
can't go there.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. See, so understanding the path and understanding where people are at. Yeah. Oftentimes we want to take and beat people over the head. And it's like, you don't know their story.
Right.
You don't know the path that they're on.
And this is why he said love.
Yeah.
He said, love. Love.
Yes.
Love. It covers a multitude. See, and I'm going to say this. As a prophet and a pastor, I'm going to say it because the body of Christ is guilty, okay? God says love covers a multitude of sin.
I love this. Yeah.
Love. If we're not releasing love, you're not walking in the power of God.
Yeah.
Why? Because Jesus never judged anyone other than the Pharisees.
So I love what Michelle has put here.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to have an individualized spiritual plan. Now you work in the education.
That's right.
So some students have an IAP.
IEP.
Yeah. What is an individualized
educational plan?
Right. Mm-hmm. So I love this. We're supposed to each have our own individualized spiritual plan from God on how we should flow.
That's right.
And that's powerful.
And Sister Michelle, I'm going to give you the credit for ISP, but I'm going to let you know I'm taking it. And I might not no longer after today give you credit for it. But I'm just letting everyone know.
That's powerful.
Listen.
An individual.
This is why Jesus. This is why Jesus.
Sister Michelle.
This is why Jesus had 12 disciples. 12 in the Bible represents new government.
Yeah.
It represents new authority. And now listen. Even though Judas was there, Jesus needed Judas there to make the 12 whole. Come on now.
Yes.
Judas had an opportunity to get saved or to receive salvation like Peter and everyone else.
Yes.
He chose not to have salvation, but God needed the devil there.
Yes.
Come on. See, we being so spiritual that we're no earthly good.
Yes.
Jesus said, I can have the devil right there with me, and it ain't going to change my path.
Yes.
It ain't going to change my purpose.
Shut
it
up.
Ain't going to change that the death will rise up. The sick will be healed.
Yes.
The poor shall receive the blessing of the Lord. Can someone type, it is so right now. Come on, somebody.
Sister Michelle, open something up. We
come
all
now.
Have an individual. I want y'all to sit with that. I have an individual spiritual plan from God. And you will not know because in the IEP meet.
Right.
They meet. What happens is the parent of the child that has that IEP meets with the teacher
and the principal.
The principal, normally there may be a social worker or a psychologist, and they go through, and that plan is for that child in order for them to be effective in school. Is that correct?
It's to give them their specialized needs.
Woo!
So they can receive
yes.
the proper education.
Woo, woo, woo. Come on now.
So here's the thing.
Yes.
And thank you, sister.
Thank you, sister Michelle.
I'm just telling you right now.
This is a community.
I'm taking it. When you understand that.
She said it's all good.
That God has given us
yes.
an individual
okay.
spiritual plan.
Again.
For our lives.
Yes.
Now listen. Paul said.
Yes.
Work out your own salvation with fear
yes.
and trembling.
Yes.
I cannot go to God and say, why are you making me do this? Because so-and-so is doing this.
Whoa, come on now. That's a problem.
See, how come you ain't letting me do this?
Yes.
You letting them do that.
Yes.
You not looking at your ISP. Open up your ISP.
Yes.
And look at your individualized spiritual plan.
Yes.
Spirit. Well, and I'm gonna call it spiritual purpose. That's why I can be different. Your individualized spiritual purpose. I like plan too. Plan for your life.
Yes.
Why?
What is?
Because Jesus said, look. We need to be going. See, I need to have blinders on. See, I can't look at you.
For my life.
See, and this is what we did. Now, listen, I'm guilty of it. I can remember, listen, I done chopped off some sheep's heads.
Yeah. Oh, God, forgive us.
Calling myself walking in holiness and righteousness.
And didn't understand.
And trying to judge people based on my ISP.
Yeah.
And making them conform to mine when they've got their own individualized plan.
She's just playing now.
All of our accommodation and modification come from Scripture. See, I'm taking it.
Oh my God.
So, what she's saying, the accommodation and modification is,
come on now,
is when I, as a teacher, when I'm teaching, it's called differentiation.
Ah, come on now.
I must convert my teaching subject in order to be able to involve the whole class. To receive the lesson where they are. Okay. So, and I teach music.
Yeah.
But everybody's not on the same level.
Yes.
Even though we're learning the same song, I got to go to every student differently so I can get them the proper individualized educational plan.
Yeah.
So they can learn the song at their speed, but they, listen. But everybody shows up at my timing for the concert.
Woo,
come on now.
Yeah.
As a teacher.
Yes.
Now listen, I've been teaching for a little bit while, okay? Yeah. And my gift, when God called me to be a teacher, he said, I not only called you to teach in the kingdom of God, but I've given you your individual spiritualized plan to be a teacher in the behind the pulpit. And in the classroom.
Oh my God.
And God used the gift of teaching in my life so that I can affect those who might not ever know that I'm a pastor or a prophet in the kingdom. But the love of God is released.
Yeah.
So what flows out of me causes them to be drawn to the teaching.
Okay, we can't.
Woo! Come on now.
I can't even. Michelle just
messed it up.
But again, because we're in this community together,
that's right.
There's one spirit.
One spirit.
Like she said, God downloaded that for all of us. So for those teachers that watch, you totally got what she's saying. This individual spiritualized plan.
Why? Because I'm dependent on God.
Yes. Yes.
See, I'm not leaning to what I think is going to work.
Yes. Yes.
I'm connected to the one who I know can show me how to make it work.
And I know the plan.
Listen, I know the thoughts.
I know. Come on now.
Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes.
I know the thoughts that I think toward you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. Here it is. To give you an expected end.
Ah. We need to end on that note because this is.
We got to stop.
This is amazing.
I want you to get this understanding.
Yeah.
God knows the plans that he created
you for. Yes.
Not plans of evil.
Yeah.
But of peace. Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Yeah.
Wholeness. To give you an expected.
An expected end.
Okay.
Wow.
Did you get something today?
We got through one slide. Not even one.
Why? Because God wants the most important thing to be unlocked. The understanding.
Yes.
Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. When we understand that the word understanding means his spiritual perception and discernment. Okay.
Shut up.
God knows what he created and how he created you to be. So it makes sense. I can use my human mind to understand if he created me, he knows exactly what I need.
That's my individualized spiritual plan.
So listen, one of the things that helps us on our individualized spiritual plan is how we sow seed.
Yes.
God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, John said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Okay. Find the most direct and easiest way and be in health. Be free from the mixture of error, even as your soul prospers. This is God's plan for our life, that we prosper and be in health. Prosper doesn't mean just money. It means spirit, soul, body, and finances. He wishes above all other things that, first of all, that we walk in fullness in four areas. Spirit first, soul, then your body, then your finances. Why? Because Solomon said it like this: money is a defense and money answers all things.
And money will come to you.
But listen,
I'm telling you,
money should never come in between you and God.
That's right. Because
money is only a tool.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is where we are leaning on his purpose and individualized spiritual plan for our life. So God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So when you sow seed, you can expect a harvest. It's okay. Listen, let's get rid of the human understanding. When you give, you're supposed to expect to be reciprocated some way, somehow. And God says it like this: give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back into your bosom. Okay? So let's get out of the religious tradition of trying to say, oh, anyway you bless me, I'll be set. No, I want everything God created me to have and to walk in. He didn't create me to be in debt.
That's right.
I got myself in debt, but God, you love me so much that you're going to overlook what I did and show me how to get myself out of trouble. Why? Because that's how you created me. Of goodness, not of evil.
That's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do we do this? I'm glad you asked. Tanya's going to give us the first way to sow seed. Amen.
I want to jump down to that line that says the seed leaves your hand, but it never leaves your life.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that when you sow, you're sowing into a divine process.
That's right.
As you said in Genesis chapter 8.
Verse 22, yes.
Right. Seed time and
harvest. Seed time and. So the and connects.
Come on now with
the harvest.
Come on now.
That's education. See, I was born a teacher. And is a conjunction.
Yes.
So it connects one statement to the next statement.
Yeah.
So they are as equal and as great, but they're not as great and equal when they're separate. But the and causes them to be more powerful when it brings them together.
So with you saying that, I'm going to change this. The seed leaves your hand and never leaves your life.
Okay.
And so we're so elated and we're so thankful for the people that are connected to this ministry, our partners and those that rock with us. Your donations help us to continue, right? Because this is not just, this is, You know, we have to pay for stuff. Okay. And your seeds allow us to be able to do the work of the Lord. So if you want to sow into Restored Ministries International, the ways that you can do it, the first way is you can do it through PayPal. And you can use our handle, as it's saying here on this is the what? Left side. At Restored, MININTL.
Right.
That's the handle. You also can take your phone. If you are tech savvy, take a picture of that QR code. It'll direct you right to our PayPal site. You also can sow your seed through Zelle, through your banking institution, right? That's and right. You can use the email restoredmenintl@gmail.com. So you simply go onto your bank website or your phone, see if they operate, if they flow with Zelle, and then you can sow your seed directly from your bank into our bank using the email restoredmenintl@gmail.com. You can also sow your seed through Cash App. That's right, Restored Ministries. We're doing everything that we can to be current in this technological age. So you can sow your seed through Cash App using our handle, $RestoredMI. Again, $RestoredMI. You also can go onto our website at www.restoredministriesint.org to sow your seed there. Remember, the seed leaves your hand and never leaves your life. Now, on the other, go ahead.
Now, the second way, which she's getting ready to tell you about, is something called Taruma, okay? This is a understanding where you, I'm being careful about what I say is, but you go straight from your hand into the hand of the priest or the covering of the ministry. And according to Ezekiel 44, verse 30, it says, the first of all, first, remember the power of all, the first of all first fruits of all things and every teruma, every oblation of all of every sort of your teruma or oblation is the priest. And you shall also give the priest the first of your dough that he, here's where the power comes in, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. So when you give directly into the hand of the priest or the prophet, he opens his mouth to speak the blessing of the Lord in your life.
Don't leave it there. And so just to give you the background, as that first part of this slide says, so the teruma is considered a sacred offering because there was a number of offerings in the Bible time and even now that the people gave, right? Mm-hmm. So they had their tithes, they had, I mean, all kinds of offering that they gave. And so the teruma typically was 2.5% of a person's produce or their earnings. Mm-hmm. And so this offering or the teruma was considered holy and was meant to support who? The priest who had dedicated their lives to religious service and had no other means of sustenance. Mm-hmm. So the father challenge caused the people to say, hey, you give that teruma and I want you to give it to my priest. Mm-hmm. He set up a system. You give it to my priest. Then my priest will come before me and will speak a blessing upon your household. And I'm going to bless it. Mm-hmm. So there was a process that God set up. Is that correct?
It is a process. And this is why when we get the understanding
of
God, now we can walk in the fullness of God's power, dominion, and authority. It's because when you know a thing, now the devil cannot come and take that away from you again.
And I can tell you that we've been doing Teruma for
long time.
Well, I mean, like with understanding, mm-hmm. for probably I started doing it once I got connected with Zoe Ministries in about 2020, and you started doing it as well.
Right.
But we were practicing it before, did in some areas and didn't really understand that we were doing
it. We had a different level of understanding.
Yeah.
See, because the Bible says from faith to faith.
Right.
So when you understand that God will give you a glimpse of something and then he'll build upon that.
Yeah.
So that way, the more understanding you get, the more he can release unto you. And well, that's the key of it.
And so certain people, like certain people have been practicing giving their tithes, you know, and you know how the scripture talks about the windows of heaven.
And we're going, I'm going to start teaching about that because, woo, we got some breakthrough about that.
So, but people had been doing that and not seeing anything. Mm-hmm. But once people started sowing, got the understanding of the teruma, and I know for myself, once I start sowing that teruma on top of my tongues, mm-hmm. breakthrough. I mean, we have testimony after, and we don't have time now, of just how monies have been coming to us.
Money, favor.
Yes.
Things that.
A 55% increase.
Come on now.
You know.
55% salary increase.
Right. That I have no clue. No clue. And I know that it's because I began to understand the power behind sowing my seed, the power behind teruma, about breaking that off first to the man of God, mm-hmm. and him pronouncing the blessing. We begin to see, and we consistently, I didn't tell him, but I just got a $700 increase.
Oh, she didn't tell me.
It was a bill that I had paid, and they swore up and down that it had already gotten paid, and they made me come and get the money. I'm like, that didn't get paid. They were like, Miss Bryant, that bill was covered. So that money that you paid, we have to give it back. So they called me. It was a dentist bill. They called me and said, we need you to come get this money. And I'm like, I know that bill, but they were adamant. They were adamant. So I had to go get, and I know that is because of the seed, mm-hmm. the teruma, of the consistency.
I want my portion.
Whatever. You got, I paid teruma off of that. And I paid some bills off of that. At any rate, but again, so because of our giving, the seed leaves your hand and it never leaves your life.
See, that's why Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you.
Yeah.
Good measure. Pressed down.
Yeah.
Shaken together and running over. This is why Jesus wanted to get, listen, I'm going to show you in the word, and we're not even going to get into it now, that when Jesus said, given, it shall be given.
Yeah.
He even said, look, stop paying more attention to exactly how much you give and just give. Mm. Because the principle of seed time and harvest is sow your seed, expect a harvest, but I can do more if you allow me to tell you what to give. See, and that's the key.
Go ahead.
Let me show you how much to give. Yes, yeah. we've got some beginning parameters, but I want to get to the point, just like Prophet Jonah was talking about how he has been given so much he didn't realize how much he was given, and it wound up being 90% of what he was making.
Wow.
He was living off of 10% and he was giving away 90%, but yet nothing was going lacking.
Wow.
See, God wants us to get he wants us to begin to walk in the understanding, yes. of what he said and his purpose, his individualized
spiritual plan
for our life, so we can walk in the fullness.
That's awesome.
See, I want to walk in the fullness of God.
Yes. Amen. That's powerful. So to give your teruma based upon Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30, to our supervising priest here, Pastor Michael Bryant is our supervising priest. And it's important that you make sure you give your teruma to someone that understands this principle.
That's right.
Right? It's important because we have some men and women of God that don't understand this principle. Right? And if you give 2.5%, you know, of all your increase, sometimes that may be a dollar. And it's like, why are you giving me a dollar? And they're not understanding the principle.
That's right.
And so, as I said, in this ministry, Pastor Michael understands the teruma. So whatever you sow in that 2.5%, he pronounces a blessing. So the way that you can sow your teruma to Pastor Michael is through PayPal. One of the ways is through PayPal, using his email, Pastor Michael D. Bryant at gmail.com. Again, Pastor Michael D. Bryant at gmail.com. You can also do it through Zelle using his email, michael@rtuproductions.com. michael@rtuproductions.com. That is his business one, his email. And you also can sow directly to my to Pastor Michael through his Cash App using $MD Bryant. Again, $MD Bryant. Remember, the seed leaves your hand and never leaves your life.
So let's pray over the seed. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease.
Thank you, Father.
So, Father, whether it's for the ministry, yes, whether it's for Teruma,
yes,
I speak the blessing of the Lord.
Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
You said in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, that the blessing of the Lord, it thank maketh you, rich, Jesus, and you add no sorrow. Father, destroy every shackle and bondage, every yes, closed door hindering your children. Father, I thank you, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and west, that when they give, you shall return,
yes,
good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father, I declare and decree the blessing shall rest and remain in their house in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Now, listen, we want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss, yes, next week. Don't miss the Daily Bread. Amen.
Yeah.
Don't miss next Sunday because we're going deep. We only got to the first two. Amen. Because there's only one spirit, and yeah, the Lord wants us to get understanding more than just trying to go note for note for note, dot for dot. Amen.
And as Sister Michelle unearthed through the Holy Spirit, because we're connected, begin, ask Holy Spirit, ask Father, what is my individualized spiritual plan?
Amen.
And find those scriptures,
amen,
the accommodations and the modifications for your individualized spiritual plan. I can even think about how Pastor and I, for our collaborative individualized spiritual plan for our marriage, we have a scripture that we live by.
Isaiah 41:20.
That's right.
That they may see, know, consider, and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this and that the Holy One of Israel has created this.
Yes.
So when you understand that God gives you a word, the word is a lamp unto your, yes, feet and a light unto your path.
Right.
Allow the Holy Spirit to birth a word. If you don't hear no word, don't move.
Yeah.
Wait until you get a word from God,
yes,
get the understanding from that word, then he'll show you the next word. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, thank you for joining into the Hour of Power.
You.
We'll see you next week.